The Art of Non-Provocation. Character Above Every Insult. One of the remarkable qualities of Prophet Muhammad was that his opponents found it difficult to provoke him. He faced hostility, ridicule, and personal attacks, yet he refused to allow another person's behavior to determine his own response. His conduct remained dignified and purposeful. A striking example is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. Some opponents of the Prophet used to call him Mudhammam, meaning the condemned or blameworthy one, instead of Muhammad, meaning the praised one. They did this deliberately as a form of ridicule. The Prophet responded in an extraordinary manner. He said to his companions, in effect, "Do you not wonder how God has turned away from me the abuse of the Quraysh? They abuse Mudhammam and curse Mudhammam, while I am Muhammad." This was more than a play on words. It demonstrated a profound principle of life. Do not personalize every negative remark. The Prophet knew who he was and what his mission was. An insulting name invented by his opponents could not alter either reality. By refusing to accept the insult psychologically, he deprived it of its power. This is the art of non-provocation. Many conflicts arise not merely because someone says something unpleasant, but because the other person immediately reacts. One provocative word produces another, and soon a minor incident develops into a major confrontation. An insult becomes a quarrel only when it finds a willing participant. The Quran describes the servants of the merciful as those who, when addressed by the ignorant, respond with words of peace, 25:63. This is not weakness. It is mastery over oneself. The world will always contain unpleasant people and provocative situations. We cannot control what others say, but we can certainly control how we respond. A praiseworthy character acts like a shield. It prevents external negativity from entering one's inner world. The strongest person, therefore, is not one who immediately retaliates. It is one whose character remains predictable and firm under provocation. Sometimes the most powerful answer to an insult is simply to remain unaffected and move on. Many conflicts arise not merely because someone says something unpleasant, but because the other person immediately reacts. One provocative word produces another, and soon a minor incident develops into a major confrontation. A wise person is content to take less than his due and willing to give others more than theirs.